My experience since the pandemic started is very negative, and one of the main things that have been affecting my life is school. Not just in the sense of academics, but also in the sense of their willingness to understand the students. Yes, we get a lot of emails saying how much they appreciate us and all these things and working through the pandemic, but it's not always shown. So what I mean by that is that as soon as the pandemic started, I was made aware that I had to move out of dorming. Dorming is the only thing that I could afford because who was paying for it was my financial aid. And they kept making it seem as though the only people that could stay were certain people and things like that. And they were like making a lot of different accusations about things. But once I did leave, then I told my job about me having to leave because I worked on campus. And then they claimed that they never said that anyone needed to leave, even though in the emails that I had, it clearly states that. So there was no reason why I would want to be homeless. I became homeless, and I was sleeping couch to couch. But I ended up moving in with someone else. Just moving in with them, still having to pay their rent. But I wouldn't be in that situation if they would have just given me my refund back like they were supposed to. The refund for dorming did not come until months and months later. If they would have given me the refund within the first 2-3 weeks, maybe I would have been able to find a place easier. But they didn't give it to me until 2-3 months later. So I was homeless for the span of that. And by the time that I did get the money, it was no longer needed. I had to get on to assistance. And I worked on campus also. So when the semester ended, I no longer had a job either. So that was another applying factor. That wasn't something that was abnormal, though. I've worked there for 2 years. So it wasn't something that was abnormal. But adding on to it was them dropping us out of dorming. Another thing that very much affected my stress and health was the fact that in my classes, it seemed as though the teachers did not realize that we were in a pandemic. I actually had to report to a dean about a teacher having a very harsh attitude about students who would email them telling them, oh, I had to do something about my family. I couldn't get to this. I couldn't get to that assignment. Or for instance, someone who couldn't turn on their camera in a class because there are people arguing in the background and the teacher got mad about them not turning on their camera. It was as if they didn't know that there's other factors that are now put into place because we are online. Having a Zoom class is very okay, I guess. Yes, it is good depending on the teacher. Some teachers are not very well with being able to work with things online. That's not their fault, obviously, but a lot of the times when they're not being able to work online, they somehow find a way to put their anger on the students. So however they're being treated by the rest of the faculty or the rest of the deans or anything at the school, it seems like their anger was always placed on the students somehow. I actually had a teacher kind of seem like they were being aggressive in a way because there was a day that a student had to leave class because their mother was in the hospital because they had COVID. They said that they wouldn't be able to do their presentation. There's no way they can do their presentation and just things like that, instead of making the exception for them, causing that student to get an F in the class because that presentation was a pretty big thing for the grade. I feel like there was just no accommodations made. And that was last semester, when everyone knew about it. This semester, I've had teachers that are much better with that. However, there are some who still do that. I live in a place that isn't exactly my own. My Wi-Fi is not my own. If it messes up, then it messes up. So when I'm taking an exam, if it goes off, there's teachers who have no type of way to excuse you for that. It's not like I can go to a library anymore and go use their Wi-Fi. I used to go to the school's library. That's not open. I used to go to the library for the city. That's no longer open. I can't just go and use their Wi-Fi there, which is very horrible. But something else about the pandemic, I actually got COVID. I got COVID-19. Starting in the end of the semester, and then the end of the semester. It really affected me. I couldn't get out of bed. I had a fever. I was throwing up constantly. I had other things going on already in my family because my grandma contracted COVID at the same time. There was this fear of, did I give it to her even though I'm not even there? It's just like a constant panic. I don't live with them. However, I had seen them just for a day, so I thought I gave it to my grandmother. It became this whole blaming thing, and it started spreading. But I had it. I was in a very, very sick state. I emailed teachers about it, and they said, okay, well, you're just going to have to not get a grade for the rest of the class, or you're going to get an incomplete, or, oh, I can't do anything about that. Some teachers that I'm very thankful for made some accommodations to me, so I feel like they are improving. However, that day was just very negative. Yes, the getting an incomplete isn't exactly the worst thing, but it's not the best thing either, especially that I am a junior, so those things are going to be like put on my transcript, and I cannot do that. It seemed like there was no way to get out of it. And with already being sick, I couldn't be at my job. I was already losing money, and then there was just no way to work around anything. So I think that the higher-ups should just be a lot more considerate of what the students are going through. It's not like we are children. Yes, we are college students. We are adults. We are going through a lot of the things that they're going to through, and we're not, most of us are not on salaries yet, so we're not just getting paid whatever. We're at a part-time job trying to figure out how things are going to work. So when we're getting different things going on, we're going through the exact same things that you guys are going through, except for we have school also, and we have teachers that are not being accommodating to us at all. So yeah, that's how I feel about this current pandemic and how the support is not really there, although it's claiming to be there. Yeah, thank you.